For anyone who's been in an Irish pub, this is a familiar sound. It's a session, a regular gathering of musicians who meet at a bar to play traditional Irish tunes over pints of beer. The Greenbrier in Brighton is home to what may be the longest-running session in Boston, and after nearly 30 years in business, it's closing its doors for good tonight. WBUR Artery reporter Amelia Mason went to the Greenbrier to talk with the regulars as they prepared to say goodbye.
The Greenbrier is packed this Monday night, its massive wooden bar barely visible behind a dense crowd. It's even harder to squeeze into the pub's back room, where dozens of musicians sit in a big circle and fill the stuffy air with the bright strains of jigs and reels.
This is a huge crowd. It's like an Irish wake.
Julie Mullen of Framingham has been coming to the Greenbrier session for 20 years. She says the Irish music community faces a loss when the bar closes.
This is kind of like Cheers. It's where you go and everybody knows you, and you come every week and the same people come all the time.
In her lap, Mullen holds a concertina, a small hexagonal instrument similar to an accordion. Around her, people play fiddles, penny whistles, drums, a mandolin. The session is informal. Someone strikes up a common tune and everyone else joins in. Mullen says this is an especially welcoming session. For the first 2 hours, the tunes are played more slowly, and everyone is encouraged to participate, regardless of their experience level. They always end this part of the session with the same waltz. At 9 o'clock, a more experienced group of musicians takes over at a spot near the bar. They circle in close under the dim light. Pretty soon, the music is cranking. Terry O'Shea is right in the thick of it. The banjo and guitar player has been running the late session for 29 years, ever since it moved to the Greenbrier from its original home at a pub in Brookline. O'Shea says in those days, the Greenbrier session attracted some of the biggest names in Irish music, like the 10-time All-Ireland fiddle champion Seamus Connolly, and the bagpipe player Paddy Keenan.
The early sessions were incredible. That they were so good as anything I played in Ireland.
Those legendary early days cemented the session's reputation, and over the years it's only gotten bigger as up-and-coming players made it their own.
We're the elder statesmen, you know, so it's nice to see the young kids coming up. That's what we're doing, we're passing it on.
And O'Shea is sure he'll be able to pass it on. He's optimistic they'll find a new home for the Greenbrier session. After all, it was already forced to move locations once. This is the music of the people, he says. The people are the most important part. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.